Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio, I have with me Ryan Righteous. What up, Ryan?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother. Good to have you here. Good I have Sean Tanner.
What's up?
What's up, Sean? And also DJ Jeremiah.
Yeah, man. What's good? Oh,
yeah. Track Stars.
Yeah.
That's Track Stars with a Z.
Yeah.
All right, let me first explain what you guys do. Because we have the conversation on my show so many times. I am a fan of all music, including trap music.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. That's just where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
All right. You guys are obviously more Christian than me. Christian hip hop is what you specialize in.
Yeah.
Digital distribution, brand services, helping creative people succeed. That's what you do.
Yes.
It is all positive, it is all clean, and it all has a message.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let me first ask you what, and Ryan, I go to you.
Yeah.
What made you get into this?
So Sean and I, we started off as interns over at Radio One and got hired there in sales and promotions. And we just saw that hip hop was a community of our peers. And we just decided one day that we were not happy with what we were seeing. We saw that our community was being drudged into a life of sex and crime and drugs. And we just wanted people to have an alternative. And so Sean and I, while we were working at the station, we came up with an idea that we would help bring an alternative to the marketplace. And that was via Christian hip hop. And so what we decided to do was we sat in his dorm room, we fasted, and we came up with an idea. And we were just like, you know what? Let's try to bring Christian hip hop to the forefront.
Remarkable. What does the name Track Stars mean?
So Track Stars is a playoff of track and field. But the field part is an acronym that we call Focused Intent to Edify Lyrical Disciples, right?
All right, say that again.
Focused Intent to Edify Lyrical Disciples.
Wow.
Yeah, and so the field comes from the mission field from the Bible. We are in the mission field.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean?
Yes.
This is Christian hip hop.
Yes.
I remember back in the day we used to call it holy hip hop. We don't call it that.
It's been called many names.
Right. We stopped.
Gospel hip hop, holy hip hop. It's changed.
Right. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It just changes like anything else, right?
Yes. Yes.
The artist that we just heard coming in, my bumper music.
Yes.
That is one of the artists you distribute.
Yes.
Talk to us about, because dude had a tight flow.
Rick Sincere. Rick Sincere is our brother.
Okay.
Brother. He's been with us for a long time. Talented dude. He just put out an album called Beyond Belief. He is actually a professor. He got his doctorate.
Nice.
And he is a rapper. And that's rare. And basically his message is simple, man. You can achieve your dreams. You can still do what you want to do, but continue to get your education, continue to grow in your career. But his message is simple, man. He has a love for God and he has a love for his wife and he talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
So every song on his album is either a love for his wife or a love for God. And he pushes that so hard. But he has a great heart, hilarious guy, great artist. Go check him out. He's amazing.
Remarkable. DJ Jeremiah?
Yes.
Do you mix? Do you DJ?
I DJ. I create our playlists.
Okay.
I do that. I create other segments on our show as well. We have a segment called Line for Line. That's mainly my segment where we do like it's like a competition, you know what I mean? So it's just like we have in this corner the Christian artists and in another corner the mainstream artists, and we just go back and forth and we have those conversations and have those real dialogue and saying like you kind of said before about holy hip hop, and it was like, is it ready? Is it ready to go? And the standard is mainstream. Mainstream hip hop is the standard to see, yo, do I sound good? And is my mix fire? Is the, you know what I mean? Because sometimes people listen to music and they're like, dude is nice, he can rap, but the beat whack.
Mm-hmm.
Or the beat is fire, but he can't rap. Or the sound doesn't sound good, doesn't sound mixed properly or mastered properly. So that's what one of the segments that I bring to the table. And then we just have that very good discussion and we have those very hard conversations about even some Christian hip-hop artists as well.
Let me ask all of you gentlemen, do you still listen to secular rap music.
Yeah, we hear it because, I mean, two of us are artists, so we still got to keep up with what's happening. And, of course, in that Line for Line segment, we're playing it, so we're hearing it that time. So it's not we're not saying, like, yo, this doesn't exist anymore. You still got to know what's happening because these are some of the greatest artists ever, right? So you got to know what's happening to know where your level needs to get to.
Do you listen to trap music?
Yeah.
Y'all answer that quick. Like, y'all answer that so quick. Like, yeah, I'm just bumping it on the way.
Yeah. No, I believe we listen to trap music. Like he said, like, we know what's in the culture.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to know
what's
in the culture.
I think that's relevant for what you do.
Yeah.
Now, I believe in diversity.
Yes.
So we've had many conversations on this program. There are some people who call my show who believe that we should absolutely eliminate any music that's not positive. Mm-hmm. If it's not positive, it should go. And my response to that has always been, you cannot eliminate things in a free democracy just because they are potentially harmful. You just can't say, let's not do that, because then you would have to eliminate things like bungee jumping and eating chili dogs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you have the freedom to consume these things. But we also have a higher responsibility that goes beyond the fray of government to teach our children, to create guidance, and to also do what you all are doing, to expose them to something else.
Right. Yeah, correct.
Right. Our goal isn't to get rid of that. Our goal is to even expose what we do to those artists, and hopefully that their hearts will change and they'll want to be more positive. And we're seeing it. You know, there's chances popping up. There's all kinds of artists that are kind of drifting towards what we're doing, whether they're explicit about it or not. So we have love for all those artists. We want them to succeed, but we also want them to know that you don't have to talk about that. There's other things you could talk about. You can be God honoring and still be dope and sell millions of records.
How would you judge the success of Lecrae?
Lecrae he's done amazing. I mean,
amazing.
Think about this. His album Anomaly, like, it was properly titled because it was an anomaly. Like, we've been doing this for 12 years now. Yeah. And a Christian hip hop artist getting to number one on Billboard, doing BET Hip Hop Awards.
Opening up for T.I. Understand this. two years ago, this may have been 2 or 3 years ago, we were doing a big event, V103 event. T.I. was there. A lot of people there, right?
Yeah.
All your mainstream cats. Guess who's there opening up?
Yep.
Lecrae.
Yeah.
Lecrae comes out. These kids go wild.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
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 Lecrae has the sauce. That's how we started to pattern ourselves. When we saw him doing well, and we saw that there was an opportunity for people to really accept this music, that's when we saw a lane. And we were just thinking, you know what? Let's get behind artists that really want to do this, really want to champion this movement for God. And so Lecrae was one of those artists that we couldn't ignore. And so just being able to see him flourish and the things that he's doing to reach the mainstream has been, you know, a plus for us.
And be honest with you, honestly, when we started, yo, Christian hip hop was whack. I mean, I know he's going to disagree. Yeah. DJ Jeremiah's going to disagree, but we thought it was whack.
Yeah.
So the goal was to try. When we saw Lecrae, it was like, okay, this is possible. This guy got it. Mm-hmm. So is there anybody else that got it?
We found
so many artists.
Let me ask DJ Jeremiah, why do you disagree with that?
Well, I think because it was just hard to find. You know what I mean? It's like digging for rare jewels. You just have to go dig and dig. Of course, you're going to come across stuff that you're like, no. But then when you come across, because I had to dig. Like, before I met these guys and they gave me an opportunity to be a part of their platform, I was digging for stuff. And when I was DJing, I would play stuff and people would come up to me like, yo, who is that? I never heard that before. That was fire. So I was like, okay, there's room for people. That's nice. Now you got to, I mean, and I think it's the same thing with regular hip hop as well. Like, you have those people that are good, and then you have some people that's like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
We got more on the other side. Let's talk about Kanye.
Okay.
On the other side. Because he did something in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he came out with Jesus Walks.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that on the other side. 404-892-2703. If you have a question for our content distributors, our music distributors, track stars, give us a call. 404-892-2703. If you have a comment for them, give us a call, because I promise you, if I was talking about how much I love trap music, you guys will be calling in, arguing with me about how it is destroying our civilization. I remember when I supported the fake trap house that was built by 2 Chainz. Remember that pink trap house? And the guy called in and was like, Rashad, I can't believe you took a picture by the pink trap house. You know why I could take a picture by a fake trap house? Because I fight against the real ones every day. Mm-hmm. That's why. 404-892-2703. Realest Man on radio. Okay, what's happening? Welcome back. Still in the studio. I got Track Stars. They specialize in Christian hip hop. They are distributors, digital distribution, brand services, all of that.
Yep.
Glad to highlight these positive brothers. I got Ryan Righteous,
yep.
Sean Tanner,
yep, yep.
and DJ Jeremiah.
Yes, sir.
Stand up brothers doing something very positive. Happy to have you on the show. Now, yes, before we went to the break, we were talking about rap battles.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
basically like a like a created rap battle between two guys who don't know their battle.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Sean Tanner, set up this rap battle.
So we were talking earlier about how I personally thought Christian hip hop was whack back in the day, right? Yeah. So Jeremiah was trying to convince me that it wasn't. So we actually, the first one we did was a battle between me and him. It was R. Kelly versus Can Jones. And I would put on R. Kelly track. He would put on a Can Jones track. And we just kept going back and forth like, oh, okay. And he proved to me in that battle that I should be paying more attention to these guys. So it's just giving them a chance. Like, if you never listen to a Trip Lee, like what you're about to hear, it's just giving them an opportunity to see, is this really comparable?
And I think real quick, the funny thing is, like, we kind of do a disclaimer before we started. The artists don't know nothing about this. Nobody knows nothing about this. It's just a bit that we do on our show, and we just have fun with it. But we're honest. Mm-hmm. We're honest, both sides. We're both sides honest.
Triple E is a Christian artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Under Lecrae. He's under on his label.
Under Lecrae's label. Yeah. All right. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Battling who in this bit?
T.I.
Wait a minute, son.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, son.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You all put.
Yeah.
Triple E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Against the King of the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Because what we believe that artists have gotten to that point in Christian hip hop where they are just as good. They just don't have the budget.
They just don't got the exposure.
We're talking about T.I.
Yeah.
The King of the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm born and raised out of Atlanta, so I know. This is a big deal.
Y'all on my show challenging the King.
Yeah,
but not like that though. It's just
it is like that.
No, it's not like that. It's just
exactly. It is like that, man.
Right.
Step up.
There you go.
Step up.
All right. Let's hear it.
No, we don't need pictures.
No.
Anymore.
No.
We're gonna go with T.I. Go get it. Kind of superficial, still official. Multimillion dollars. Money is the object. I got a sauna on my arm. Sit bigger with no diamond, rich and million Vacheron. They just talk about they got it. I'm the upper echelon. No, I'm about that action. You could go on with the convo. I done more than you dream about. Get your dream house. Only passing them beans out. With a bag through the whole team high. Gone boy, get seen back. Bro, you know me, you know I be.
Alright, that was
that's our worship leader in the corner. getting down to
TLA. All right, that was Go Get It, T.I. Versus this by Triple A. We ain't trying to hit no you in, man. They can't do nothing to me. We don't look like them up dudes do it. We young boys, bro, we sound mature. Call me Stewart. But this ain't no baby tell. Say we make them lonely tunes. Since that cow is crazy tell. Make them say they may be out. We was glad now we get to see. It's that Navy tell. My goal is to rest in them, but this ain't no lazy bro. My daddy ain't making so, but he gave me peace, though. Threw my chains up over me. I call that my free throw. Pray told me. All right, that was 116, Triple E versus Go Get It, T.I. Who y'all rolling with?
Trip.
Trip.
Me too, I got Trip on that.
After dancing the T.I.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Yep.
So, all right, I just got to give it to him, man. Dude can rap.
He can rap.
Yeah, he's good.
He can rap.
And you would have never known if we didn't do it like that.
Right. Dude can rap.
Yep.
Now, to me, he sounds kind of like T.I. He sounds kind of like T.I. early Tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this was a while back. This was
yeah,
an
yeah,
older
that,
one.
That's an old one, too.
That's an older one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the question then becomes, when you have an artist that sounds similar, I mean, do y'all hear the similarity?
Yeah.
All right. And we all know T.I. switches his style a lot. He's kind of known for that. But he sounded similar to T.I., but it was still really, really good.
Yeah.
But is there an issue with an artist sounding like another artist?
It used to be. In Christian hip-hop, there used to be artists that were, like, sound-alikes.
Yeah.
But that's not an issue anymore. Trip Lee may sound like him, but he's not trying to. Like, he's from
That's
Texas.
His flow.
Like, that's just how he is.
He's from Dallas.
So Dallas, it just happened to be some similarities. And honestly, some of the artists got mad at us, too, because they didn't want to be like, oh, I sound like so-and-so. I'm not trying to. So we try to make it clear. This is not a sound-alike contest. This is just somebody who is similar style. If you like T.I., you probably going to like Trip Lee. He's a dope artist.
Yeah.
Just as good, in our opinion, maybe better.
This is designed for the fan, right? So if and the Christian fan, right? If you're a Christian and you listen to T.I., then you should love Trip Lee, right? Because the content that he's talking about it relates to the character that you're trying to build in yourself.
Even if you're not a Christian.
Right, even if you're not a Christian, it's still good music. And so what our goal here is to recommend an artist that you might like as much as you like T.I.
It's music discovery. That's
pretty
what
much it is.
So it's gonna be similar in flow. It may be also in content, but it's like that's what you need to be able to introduce yourself to new people.
All right, we got Flavor King. Flavor King, good day. Welcome.
God bless you, Young Prince, and all the beautiful people.
God bless you.
Yeah, I'm digging their platform and what they're trying to do is much needed, and I'm not the one who says stop playing trap music, period, forever, kill it, you know.
Right.
That is ridiculous. I want it off the radio, and I can do that. Okay.
You can do that?
I'm talking about, watch. But anyway, my point is this here. Yeah.
Okay, man.
That's what the FCC is for. And now I'm hearing Putin and everybody else that know what this trap music is doing to our race, our sisters. We the only ones, I'm just saying, I don't have to keep saying it to y'all. Y'all already know this stuff is destroying us. They have blood clots and music. Even T.I. want to stop doing that stuff himself. He done put out music and said it point blank. But the pressure is on to keep degrading black women, to keep talking about drugs and sex. Like, that's all we're about. But we are the parent people. Music is the key. The first place integrated in America was the dance floor. It is our music is why the whole world loves black people. No matter what they said about us, when we sing, they have to say, those are not demons, devils, monkeys. Those are that's Judah. That's God right there that we hear. Take them chains off.
Well, let me ask you this, Flavor King. I appreciate your calls and your commentary, but when black folks were singing, We Shall Overcome, they didn't look at us any differently than they did back then to today. I don't understand
that. They sung it with us. Sung it with us.
Right.
They hung hands and sung it with us.
Right.
You can stop that, Rashard.
Yeah.
They sung this song with us.
They did.
Mm. Okay? Don't act like they didn't.
Well, sir, here's the premise. Here's the premise that Flavor King, I've allowed you to talk a lot, sir. Be respectful of the platform.
All right. Okay, come on, Rashard. Let's go.
The premise that you have is basically saying if black people would just stop and start singing positive songs, that the rest of the world, police officers, white racists, hold on, I'm putting you on hold, that people that are anti us would then respect us again. And my point to you is, when we were wearing suits and ties, dress shoes, we were singing We Shall Overcome, there was still a vitriol response from white bigots in this country. That did not change it. Flavor King, you got 30 seconds.
The music did change it, bro. Every day, a song we put out brought them. Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, Diana Ross. They was bringing them folks to the table, man. They had to stop doing what they were doing. Brooke Business, Rainy Night in Georgia. The other blind, Ray Charles. This stuff was messing with them. And it always had, and it changed. And that's why they start going back to the murder and the killing and disrespecting black women. We was coming up in our music. Now they are tearing us down in the music. I'm going to get in contact with y'all. as soon as I can, and we're going to do some stuff. I guarantee you we're going to do some stuff.
All right, Flavor King. Flavor King, make sure they get your song.
Don't
lie, brother. No, I'm going to make sure they get a copy. I'm going to make sure they get a copy of your latest release. Yes, I am. Appreciate you, brother. Have a good one. Flavor King is already a social media sensation.
Oh, wow. I mean, the best way to do what he's trying to do is support the people that are doing it. If you ain't bought a Lecrae CD, if you haven't supported Track Stars, if you haven't supported people that do what we do, there's no sense in complaining unless you're willing to support the people that are doing the opposite.
Very well said. How can people connect with you?
TrackStars.com, TrackStars with a Z.com, TrackStars on everything, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Yeah. Check our YouTube page. That's the way to start. Watch our videos, see what we're about. We talk about everything from politics, everything.
We've done hundreds of these line for lines.
Millions of views, hundreds live.
Listen, man, I want to do a real rap battle.
Okay. Yeah, we got one of the best battle rappers on our team, Loso. Go check him out as well.
Okay.
Killing the
scene. He's a Christian cat, right?
Yes. Yep. He's on URL, killing everybody.
Can you say he won't be killing me?
He's a sensation. He's a battle rap sensation.
So here's the thing. See, I used the battle rap over on Glenwood.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a different kind of battle.
If you right, exactly. Y'all gonna come in with, I'm coming from a different space.
Yeah.
But I need y'all to set that up on YouTube.
Okay.
My stage name, as everybody knows, is Lil Left Hook.
Lil Left Hook. I'm Red Snapper.
You Red Snapper?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
I thank God for you.
Man, thank
you.
I thank you, sir.
And
thanks
keep
for opening
doing
up your platform.
Absolutely, man. So we're going to continue to work together 2019.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
absolutely.
You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.